Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, on a hump day. And I should probably talk about something right now. Something I really wasn't going to talk about it. It dropped right about the time the show opened. And I read it. And I decided I wasn't going to talk about it. Now, I've changed my mind. What is the it? What am I talking about? Well, the Department of Justice, in conjunction with the FBI, just dropped an indictment. The indictment, the allegations are that some Russian agents took millions of dollars and paid some people on the right, names you would know. No, I'm not going to use my platform to name them here. You'll know why in a moment. I'll explain. Used millions of Russian dollars to pay people on the right, people who have shows and big online presence, you know, pundits, to pay them to promote certain Russian lines or Russian ways of thinking or sow division or anyway. So I wasn't going to say anything, but as I've watched over the last hour or so since this stuff came out, I feel compelled to say something. Have you ever read, you ever done any reading or watched a documentary or maybe an audio book about the trials, the Russian show trials that went on in the Soviet Union? I don't know if you have. It doesn't matter for our purposes if you haven't, but you should know there's something about them that hit me pretty hard. It hits me hard every time I read them. So you have this evil, corrupt communist system in the Soviet Union. And the people who live under this evil, corrupt system, they know it's evil and corrupt. They live it. Every day they see the terror and the murder, and they know their lives are getting worse, and they know mom disappeared and she's in a gulag, and that they know. It's not like the people don't know. They know that the system they're in the Soviet Union, is evil. They know it, okay? But when a show trial comes, that exact same system the people know to be dishonest and know to be evil, that system will produce things like confessions. Hey, this guy, this guy, Chris, we arrested him. We think he is a foreign agent and a saboteur. And look at this. Chris has signed a confession admitting to be an agent. And how often you read about the people, not only did they believe that, the confession thing, they would then chant, they basically call for his head. Really? That dirtball. I can't believe Chris is a foreign agent. Send him to Siberia. Execute him. So the same people who live, work, and worship underneath an evil, corrupt regime where the institutions of power lie to them about everything under the sun, they will believe those corrupt institutions. The second the corrupt institutions accuse somebody they don't like of doing something wrong. Man, these Soviets, the KGB, the NKVD, they lie about everything. Those dirtballs, secret state police, you can't trust them. What? Chris confessed? Well, yeah, he confessed. The NKVD told me so. I'm looking at a DOJ indictment right now, and I have no idea what's real or not. You don't know either. I don't know. Maybe it's all true. Maybe it's not. But as I read through this indictment, I see names like Christopher Wray. I see names like Lisa Monaco. Do you have any idea who Lisa Monaco is? Lisa Monaco has been a committed communist in the midst of our Justice Department for a long time, using her position of power to attack anyone she can on the right for a long time. Are they lying about this indictment? I have no idea. But you know what? I don't just assume the people who've lied to me about everything for years, I don't all of a sudden assume they're telling me the truth now about this. And don't you think it's a little bit convenient with all the foreign interference in this country, all the spying going on in this country? You heard J. Michael, what is it, 30 minutes ago we just had him on about the Chinese spying in this country. All of this going on, and it just so happens on September 4th, right about the time early voting starts, the DOJ makes a very, very, very public announcement that some right-wingers have colluded with Russia. Don't you find the timing of all that to be a little bit convenient? And again, I have no idea what's true. And you don't either, so don't act like you do. And when we live in a country where all of our government institutions are highly invested in lying to us at all times, we have to accept that there will be many times where we never know the truth. Maybe we do have a bunch of Russian agents on our side. And before you go looking, no, I'm not part of it. I don't have anything to do with any of this. There's no Russians paying me. I don't want any of your, what are they called, Chris? Rubbles? Rubies? I like rubies. The rubies are nice. Aren't those the little gems or something? Rubles? Ruble? Is it a ruble? Whatever, Chris. I don't speak Russian. All right. Anyway, no one's ever offered me anything like that. But maybe it is all true. Maybe it's not. But you can't all of a sudden decide that the evil, murderous, lying deep state is telling the truth the second they roll out some spicy indictment about someone you don't like. And I don't get this about human nature. How could anyone who's even remotely on the right believe anything the FBI says at all? This is the same FBI that spied on Trump's campaign, the same FBI that's infiltrating American churches, the same FBI that called school board moms domestic terrorists, the same FBI that said the greatest domestic terror threat is right-wingers like you flying Don't Tread on Me flags, and you believe that same FBI just happened to track down some right-wing agents right before the election? Come on. Come on. What's that old saying? Don't pee down my back and tell me it's rain. Oh, and Lisa Monaco at the Justice Department? You expect me to believe this? Sorry, I don't. And if you would like me, if you're one of these scumbags in these institutions listening to the sound of my voice right now, and I know you hate listen, if you would like me and the American people to start believing these things again, well, you need to earn back our trust. And you earn back our trust by being open and honest about the evil things you have done with your power. We are coming fresh off the heels of the rock-solid revelation that the Federal Bureau of Investigation went to social media companies and told them to censor a Hunter Biden laptop story they knew to be true. They told social media companies to censor it to help Joe Biden win an election. And you believe that FBI now? No one got fired for that. Nobody even got reprimanded for that. That should probably, in a normal country, election interference like that by the state police should probably result in the end of the agency. Completely. The agency gone. Over. Everyone fired. Gone. That's a reasonable response. The bare minimum is anyone who was involved in that is going to prison. Not fired. You're all under arrest. The trials will be public and you're going to prison. The FBI didn't so much as slap anybody on the wrist. And in fact, the agents like Elvis Chan, who ran the operation, brag about it publicly to this day. And today the FBI tells you that right wingers are Russian agents. Can you believe that? That's going to be a no for me. And maybe they are agents. Maybe there are Russian agents on our side. I want to be clear. I don't know. I don't have any idea what's real. But I know one thing. I don't believe the friggin' FBI. The same FBI that's lying about all the crime statistics. Violent crime at its lowest levels. Oh, what's that? All the high crime areas didn't report? Well, we'll just cover that up. The same FBI that tells you anytime an illegal murders someone, they classify him as white on the arrest records? Come on. Speaking of which, have you practiced with your weapon? Do you practice with your weapon? Jesse, I can't. I'm too busy. Jesse, it's too hot. Jesse, the range fees are too much. Ammo's too expensive. I don't know. Everything you just said is true. I know it's school season. Believe me, we're involved in it too. School, sports, everything. I know about the range fees. Ammo, I try to save up and buy it in bulk for the same reason. I know. That's why Mantis X is there. So you can practice with your weapon without leaving your house. I know you're busy. You have 10 minutes in your living room? Mantis X attaches to your weapon and you dry fire practice in the comfort of your home. The Green Berets use Mantis X. You will get faster and deadlier quickly with Mantis X. Go and make sure you're ready should you ever have to use it. MantisX.com. MantisX.com. We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you to email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We got Daniel Turner coming up about 10 minutes from now. I want to know, speaking of Russia, why is Europe still buying up so much gas from Russia? Why did the Biden administration pause all exports of our natural gas? This happened a while ago, and I don't understand it. I want Daniel Turner to break some stuff down for us. Also, just one more word on all that Russian indictment, DOJ indictment stuff. The people who've been lying to you about everything for years didn't suddenly become truth tellers. Even if one of the people they're going after is someone maybe you hate, maybe you don't like this guy or girl, that doesn't make the DOJ truth tellers. Doesn't make the FBI truth tellers. In fact, the big names involved in this, they're awful people. Merrick Garland, Lisa Monaco, Christopher Wray. It's a who's who list of people who've used their positions in government to attack their political opponents and protect their friends. They didn't turn into brave, bold truth tellers yesterday. Come on. Hey, Jesse, Home Depot or Lowe's, and why? I try to avoid big stores. I actually prefer Ace. Ace doesn't always have everything because it's not near the size of Home Depot or Lowe's. But Ace, it's a really fascinating story. Ace Hardware, they have a completely different model set up for their business. And it's hyper-focused on customer service because they know they don't have everything Lowe's has or everything Home Depot has. So we have a small little Ace like half a mile from my house. There's a little Ace there. I go to Ace first, no matter what. I do the best I can to shop at small businesses, small restaurants whenever I can, small everything. Remember, we lost 1/3 of our small businesses during COVID. The federal government, Democrats, they hate small business because small business is the middle class. These are not rich people for the most part. They're middle class trying to make ends meet. And communists despise the middle class. They love the poor. Well, they love to pretend to love the poor. They love the billionaires. The poor can always be bought with government handouts. The billionaires can be co-opted easily. The mega, mega rich are always co-opted by the people in power. This has always happened. That's why you see losers like Mark Cuban constantly campaigning for Kamala Harris right now. Why would he do that? He's a billionaire. He wants to maintain his system membership card. He needs to do that. But it's that middle-class small business owner. After all the bills are paid, pulling in 60, 70 grand a year, not wealthy at all, but trying to make ends meet, wealthy enough to be independent, but not so wealthy to align themselves with the government. Shop small business when you can. Now, it's not, look, there are lots of ways you're not going to be able to do that. And sometimes it's just not going to work out that way. But if you have an option, the smaller, the better. Dear Oracle, I see Trump wants to get rid of the income tax and use tariffs to offset that. Is this feasible and what does it look like for every American? Well, tariffs are one of the things that have been used many times in the history of the world. What Trump is, people act like his philosophy on things when it comes to immigration and tariffs, they act like it's brand new. He's a very, very Teddy Roosevelt type Republican. This is exactly the kind of stuff that Teddy Roosevelt would propose. Not as much small government, get government out of the way, but more of a nationalist populist type government. Nationalist populists in general, they're really, really good on immigration, on illegal immigration in general. This is a general statement, but it's true. They're generally really, really good on illegal immigration. They're generally really, really, really terrible on spending because they don't believe in restricting government or restricting spending at all. They just think spending should be done in different ways for different reasons. I am not a nationalist populist, so I differ with Trump on the tariff thing, kind of. He has a very good point in that China deflates their currency on purpose to create a trade imbalance, and that has destroyed the American worker. So whatever tools, including tariffs, you need to use to stop the American worker from being run out of his profession, I support that. Now, blanket tariffs. Yeah, that's a good point, Chris. Plus the slave wages they pay over there. They don't have any of these environmental laws. They take advantage of our craziness. Now, universal tariffs, tariff on everything, tariff on this, tariff on that, is a disaster for an economy because historically, whenever it's been done, the nation you tariff, they will tariff you back. And so you think you're helping the American worker. What has happened, it happened under Herbert Hoover right before the Depression, not coincidentally. What happens is it drives the costs of goods and services through the roof to the point where the American worker, even if he does finally have a job again, he can't actually afford anything. But it's just a philosophical difference. Universal tariffs, generally a bad idea. Okay. Let's talk about Fannie Willis and some things in a moment, but we need to go talk to Daniel Turner about energy first. And then I'm going to pay a compliment to a dictator. We're going to make fun of Fannie Willis, do some emails, and check out of here. Let's get you protected. Let's get a Byrna in your hands, a Byrna pistol launcher. You know they have kinetic rounds, too. That's just a hard plastic round. You know how I've told you SWAT teams, they're using Byrna across the country? They'll walk up to a window and pop, pop, shoot a kinetic round through it to break it and then start shooting pepper balls in there in hostage situations. These things are amazing. And the Byrna pistol launcher is available to you to carry, and it's legal in all 50 states. You do not need a permit. You do not need a background check. Jesse, my daughter won't carry a gun. I sent her off to college. Fine. Get her a Byrna. Jesse, I'm worried about my dad. He lives alone now. Get him a Byrna. B-Y-R-N-A. This thing saves lives. Go look at the reviews. Over 14,000 4.5-star reviews. Over 500,000 sold. Companies going gangbusters. Everyone knows now. Byrna.com/Jesse saves you 10%. Take your self-defense seriously. It's up to you. It's up to you. B-Y-R-N-A. Byrna.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, a hump day. And joining me now, friend of the show, Power the Future, Daniel Turner joins us. Daniel, are you a Pop-Tart man? And if so, would you consider yourself more of a cinnamon brown sugar or a strawberry frosted? I ask because Jewish producer Chris got the strawberry frosteds, and I came down on him pretty hard for it. Man, I just had one. It hit right. It hit right.
I loved Pop-Tarts as a kid. I probably haven't had one in 20, 30 years, quite frankly. But yeah, I love them. My go-to were the cinnamon ones, though.
Yeah. No, I respect that. Well, you should have them. They're good for you. Anyway, tell us what's going on in the world of power. I ask because I saw a headline this morning showing Europe is still purchasing large quantities of gas from Russia, the country they're allegedly fighting a war against. What's happening?
Yeah. All of the Russian sanctions were hollow, right? It made a bunch of European and American politicians feel good to say, we are going to boycott Russian oil and gas. We're not going to purchase it anymore. Putin hasn't sold any less oil or gas. He sold it to a number of countries at a premium, and then they sell it to the French and the German and the Italians and everyone else who needs it. So India has thwarted that. Turkey, which, you know, I'm sure, and you as a Marine saw what happened to a bunch of Marines the other day in Turkey. Turkey, our beloved NATO ally, Turkey still purchases Russian oil and gas. And they're like, yeah, we don't really care. We'll do what we want. We're Turkey. I went on a little Twitter rant about that. How Turkey never should have been a member of NATO. But that's another conversation in and of itself. India thwarts their thumbs their nose at us. Turkey, South Korea. So several countries just ignore those sanctions completely, and then they, you know, act as a middleman, and then they sell it anyway. So Russia is no poorer. Putin is no, he's richer now than he was before the Ukraine war started. And a lot of it is because of stupid energy policies made by stupid politicians on the West.
Daniel, can you help me understand why the need for Russian oil and gas? I understand they are rich in it, but they're certainly not the only country that's rich in it. Help me understand the global market. Why do I have to deal with Vladimir Putin when there are other places I can go?
Well, the funny thing is about, especially when it comes to natural gases, the nation, the world's largest natural gas producer is the United States. But around 7 months ago, the Biden administration announced they were pausing natural gas exports, and no one understood why. There was never any explanation given. There was never a reason. It was just, hey, we are going to pause LNG exports for the foreseeable future. Well, countries need natural gas because it powers machinery, it powers electric grids, it powers manufacturing sector. So our allies were like, well, that's bad, right? Now what do we do? So they had to go to another country that produces natural gas, and that is Russia. They're the second largest producer of natural gas after the United States. Funny thing is, which I tell people all the time, that there is enough natural gas in Pennsylvania alone, and I mention Pennsylvania because it's a very important swing state this election. There is enough natural gas in Pennsylvania alone to power the world, our allies. I won't say the world because I don't want to power certain countries. I want them to die. But to power our allies and America for centuries. Just in Pennsylvania, we haven't even talked about Texas. Just in Pennsylvania, we can provide natural gas for us and our allies for centuries. So why in the hell did Biden pause it? I don't know. Maybe he knows. Why did Kamala pause it? Isn't that a valid question if she ever talked to the media? Madam Vice President, we have a seven-month pause of natural gas exports. Why? I think we deserve to have an answer for that. If she wants to be promoted to commander-in-chief and head of the country, what's her thought process? But, you know, she's never going to get asked that tough question.
No, she certainly won't. Again, we're speaking with Daniel Turner, Power the Future. Daniel, how much of our power grid currently here in the country is powered by natural gas versus other sources?
Coal is around 30% of our electric grid. Natural gas is a little more, probably around 50% of the electric grid. But fossil fuels are still overwhelmingly what powers our electric grid. And then there's nuclear, which is a big chunk. And then hydro, and states like New York, because of Niagara Falls, a huge percentage of their electricity is powered from hydropower. And then there's wind and solar, but you can't mix them, you can't put them in the mix, honestly, because when the wind is not blowing, that number is zero. So the Greens, and this is where they play fast and loose with numbers, and it drives me up a wall, but the Greens will say, well, right now, 15% of our electricity is coming from wind. Maybe, but that's because the wind's blowing. What happens in an hour when the wind stops? Do you stop using electricity? Of course not, right? So that electricity has to come from somewhere else. Where does it come from? It comes from fossil fuels. So wind and solar, whatever statistic they throw out at you and say, wind and solar is producing X percent of our electricity at that specific moment. But that's the only time it's doing it, because we don't know when the wind is going to blow, and we know the sun is only going to shine at best half of a day unless it's cloudy. So again, these are stupid technologies that we should not be using.
Daniel, can you explain to me, are the windmills killing whales? Why do I keep seeing headlines about windmills and whales? What's happening?
Yeah, the Biden administration is pushing wind, obviously, very aggressively, and offshore wind. And if you're going to build an offshore wind turbine, you need to find bedrock, right? You need to map the seafloor and find the best place to anchor that puppy, because these things are huge, right? They're the size of the Empire State Building, the Statue of Liberty. You know, they're 400 feet high, and they need to be anchored into the bedrock. And so to find a good map of the seafloor, you have to take a lot of sonar. And sonar sends off signals, and it is probably confusing the hell out of the whales. Now, of course, I can't prove that causality is causation, right? Or correlation is causation. But I will say, since they started expanding sonar of the Atlantic coast to put down these wind turbines, some 70 whales have washed up dead. And we've never had 70 whales wash up dead over the course of 15, 16 months. Now, they're going to say, you can't prove it. It could be something else. And you're absolutely right. It could be something else. But you're going to tell me that that climate change is proven, though, right? Isn't it just causality? You're going to tell me that the hottest day on record is because Jesse Kelly has a Ford F-150. Well, you can't prove that. You're just using causality, right? Or correlation. So, you know, the Greens are going to say you can't prove we're killing the whales. Great. Then you can't prove that we're polluting the environment with our fossil fuels either.
Interesting how feminists are quiet when whales are dying. It's their own species. All right. But Daniel, what's Kamala Harris's energy policy? Is it different from Joe Biden's? What do we know about it?
That's a great question, Jesse. And it would be a wonderful question to ask her honestly and just lay it out for us. Right. And not the word salad, right? Not the I see a vision where America is powered with clean jobs, because when we hold hands, we can build bridges, right? This is how all politicians talk, and they don't give answers. So you take something very specific, like her fracking ban, that she says, my values have not changed, but I don't support a fracking ban, but I completely support the Green New Deal. Well, all of those statements are contradictory, right? So which one is it? And of course, Dana Bash from CNN, who interviewed her, and the little communist sympathizer, Tim Walz, never got specific and was like, no. Like, give me, like, concretely, fracking ban, yes or no? And she said, well, no, I don't support a fracking ban, but I do support the Green New Deal. Well, that is a fracking ban. So which one is it? No one knows where Kamala Harris stands on any position. And as you and your audience knows, there's nothing on her website other than the donate button. And she's not going to get asked any questions for the foreseeable future. She is trying to hide and run on vibes. And to a certain extent, it is working. But sadly, our country doesn't run on vibes, right? And our car and our economy and our national security, they don't run on vibes either. So I think the American people deserve to be treated a little better than children. And that's kind of how she's treating us. Like, just don't ask me tough questions. Just know that Santa will come tomorrow morning, and that's it. And I don't want to be treated like a child. And the whole Kamala Mamala and Tim Walz is our daddy, those are disgusting, right? Like, I don't want – first of all, they're gross phrases. And secondly, I don't want any elected official to think of themselves as my mommy or my daddy. I have parents, and I don't call them mommy and daddy. And this Mamala and Daddy Walz just turns my friggin' stomach. So, but that's the left for you, right? They want to be coddled. They want to be perpetually adolescents, and I don't. I want to be treated like an adult, and I deserve to be treated like an adult by my elected officials.
No doubt. No doubt. Daniel Turner, thank you, my brother. As always, you are the best. Yes. Now, we're not done. We're going to do some more emails. We're going to check in with, you know, I complimented Kamala Harris last night. I'm going to compliment a dictator next. A dictator. Hang on, Chris. It's going to be a genuine compliment. Before I get to that, let me give you something. Well, a tool, I should say, to fight pain. That's how I look at Relief Factor. Relief Factor helps your body fight pain naturally, because we approach pain two ways. When we have that nagging back pain, it's just all the time. Our hands, you ever rub your hands? Oh, my hands are sore. That nagging pain, we either ignore it, and so then we're short-tempered, we don't sleep, or we take something to cover it. But that's not fighting it. Relief Factor's 100% drug-free, developed by doctors. It's a unique formula, and you just need to take it every day. I don't need you to take my word for it. I want you to try it for 3 weeks and tell me how your pain is. It will be faded or gone. And if it's not, don't order any more. There's a reason pretty much everyone calls and orders more. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Remember, you can email us jesse@jessekellyshow.com. All right, so apparently it's a week where I'm gonna compliment dirty commies from now and then. And Maduro of Venezuela is no different. He's made an announcement. He made a decree. And I don't hate it. What, Chris? Hear me out. Maduro, this is the headline. Maduro decrees Christmas will start in October as Venezuela cracks down on dissent. Now, I'm not all about the cracking down on dissent thing, especially when you steal an election. Not that that kind of thing could ever happen here, but I like the idea of moving holidays around. Don't you like the idea of moving holidays around? What, Chris? What? Okay, see, this is where Chris... See, Chris is such a... He's such a small thinker. I'm a huge thinker. Chris said, if Christmas happens in October, then what happens in December? Whatever we want to happen in December, Chris, you're missing the point of this. We have a designated number of holidays every year, and what we do is we move them around so we always get to celebrate at a different time of year. And here's my thinking. Here in Houston, here in Texas in general, the weather, as much as I love my home state, the weather is awful. Absolutely awful. Probably the worst weather in the country. It really is. Yes, it is, Chris. I've lived everywhere. I don't want to hear it. The weather is the worst in the country here, buddy. It's terrible. Indefensible. On July 4th, Independence Day, you enjoy that holiday, don't you? I enjoy it. I'm a red-blooded American. I love celebrating the United States of America. Do you have to shower every July 4th after you're done watching the fireworks? Do you have to shower before you go to bed? I do. Because it's 8,000 degrees here. And so when you're out there celebrating, I remember the first year we got to Texas, the town we were in, it was in Frisco, Texas. It's up in the Dallas area. They put on this big July 4th Independence Day celebration. And we went down to the town square where everyone was celebrating. We didn't last more than an hour. And the kids, our kids were super small at the time. Now I just tell them to toughen up. But I think they were 3 and 1 then. They were young. 4 and 2, they were young. But the kids are just roasting. Because everything's so friggin' hot. And by the time you get home, you've just got a shower. Now, why does it have to be like that every year? I can't ever celebrate Independence Day in December. We can use a floating day. And when it comes to Christmas, it's my understanding they don't even know if that's exactly when Jesus died. Was born. Sorry, Lord. Sorry. It's a celebration of birth. They don't even know that that's when he was born. It's not like they wrote the thing down. We could give God some leeway and say, hey, the Son of God may have been born in May. Maybe he was a spring baby. I don't know. You know what, Maduro? I stand with you, even though you kind of suck, and I hope you go to prison.
And now...
Here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Embattled Georgia DA Fannie Willis showed up to the site of her daughter's arrest with prosecutor lover long after the pair claimed the affair ended. Body cam footage shows. So Fannie Willis's daughter gets a DUI and she shows up with the dude she's having an affair with, he ended her trial of Trump. It might end her career. These people really are dumb. Kamala won't share her current position on reparations, and mockery ensues. It's great that Dome spent so many years doing everything she could to pander to the nutballs.
If you elected president, would you sign that bill if it came across your desk?
When I am elected president, I will sign that bill.
<laughs> She just took every hardcore left-wing position humanly possible, and they're all coming back to bite her now that she's running for office. Drunk driver crashes into a police vehicle while troopers arrest another drunk driver. Dang. I don't want any of you to drive drunk, but that's some bad luck right there. That's really bad luck. China paid pro-CCP agitators to clash with dissenters during Xi's visit to San Francisco. I'd almost forgot that they cleaned all the poop out of the streets of San Francisco and ran out the homeless people. Not for your sake, but because the Chi-Coms are coming to visit. Michigan judge orders RFK to remain on the ballot. The commies play for keeps. They play for keeps, and they're doing everything they can to make sure people can still vote for RFK. All right. You, keep your chin up, your eyes and ears open, and we will do this again tomorrow. That's all.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.